Welcome back to What Jail's Like. That was the new Elliott Smith song. It's a single on DreamWorks Records called Happiness. I don't know if the album has a release date yet or anything.
It's about a month.
About a month till new Elliott Smith. Here he was very, very good live.
He was very good. I went and saw him at the Empty Bottle in Chicago a couple weekends ago, and this band OK Go opened up for him, and they were awesome. They were rock and roll. And then this band, or this guy, Elliott Smith, played. And it was without his band, so it was really cool because it was extremely intimate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He just played his acoustic guitar, and we sat there and listened to him and wondered at him. Because, I don't know, to me, a lot of songwriters these days with their acoustic guitars start to mesh. You know, there's so many musical styles now and stuff, and it just starts to, like, haven't heard too many solo acts, but that guy stands out. He's one in a million.
Yes, he is. So what do we got coming up for the folks next, Mark?
What we got coming up right now is a very important segment of the week. Not so much to us, because we know all, and our lives are grand either any way you slice it, but it's very important to you, whether you know it or not, because what we're going to do now is tell you about some things you can do when the talking radio box is not so good, when the talking radio box is not pumping out the glory, when the talking radio box is not treating you so nice, and you have to walk away from the talking radio boxes. You got to do that sometimes. You can't just, you know, sit there and pretend that it's all going to become better, because sometimes it doesn't. So you got to go out. You got to go out into the world and find something to do that doesn't involve your couch or the talking radio box or the fridge or your dog. And you got to go out. And you got to walk all the way past the mailbox. You got to walk past the mailman. You got to go out into the world, and we're going to tell you where to go, and we're going to tell you what to think about it when you get there. We're going to tell you about some super happy fun time public service announcements.
Skilly bop bop a doo lop bop bop a skilly bop 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 a skilly da 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 skilly bop bop a
Bill Cosby.
You may be asking yourself, what's it going to take to get a soundtrack CD out of What Jail's Like, containing all the different versions of the Super Happy Fun Time theme song? And my answer is very long, but it does involve a milkshake, you ingrate. 113 North Market Street in Champaign.
My feet smell.
Yes, they do.
Public service, that's not a PSA.
No, it's not. Mike get his shoes off and he crosses.
It is for all the people in Onarga wondering what the hell that smell is.
Mike's taller than I am, and I sit slouched down. He's got very high knees when he sits in a chair, and he crossed his legs and, like, put, you know, his ankle on his knee, so his foot was, like, kind of a little above, like, my leg level, and all of a sudden, I wasn't paying much attention. I was like, what the hell is that? And I looked down, I saw his foot, and I thought about being polite for about a second, and I was like, no, I'm going to asphyxiate. I need to get him to move that foot now.
It's the heat.
So, the Arts at Parkland series, Wednesday and Thursday, March 22nd and May 4th. I'm trying to figure this out. So, one of those must be a Wednesday, and one of those is a Thursday, I guess. Parkland College is offering Champaign-Urbana and the surrounding communities a chance to discover the arts of Parkland. Those arts include things like finger painting.
Normally, when they don't offer you the chance, you have to go in there and make it for yourself.
Right, you got to pull yourself up.
Forcefully demand to be able to observe the arts at Parkland.
The series allows an insider's view of the Parkland Theater, because there's something scratched out, on March 22nd, and the Art Gallery on May 4th.
Let me see that. That says, oh, the word ass is scratched out. So, insider's view of the Parkland ass theater was the original version before they cut it down for radio.
Well, you wanted to save some time.
Yeah.
The Art Gallery displays works by Sheila Jones, age 4, right now. Triptych on Why I Like Horses.
Isn't she valedictorian over at Parkland?
I think so.
Way to go, Sheila. Good kid.
Each program is from noon to 2 p.m., and a catered box lunch is included.
They like those boxes over there at Parkland.
Corrugated.
Oh, I cut my tongue on a corner.
There is a registration fee. For more information, call 351-2208. That was it.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
So the community is holding CPR classes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
About time the community did something.
Right. The Carle Foundation Hospital and Urbana Fire Rescue hold a community CPR class.
Tangent number five. The What Channels Like crew comes up with their favorite ways to announce dramatically the phrase Carle Foundation.
Carle Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, the Carle Foundation!
It's you, the Carle Foundation. How could you have made it here? I left you tied up in back in Carle Park. Damn it! All right, get over here. I'll give you a licking like you've never seen.
End tangent number five. Tangent number six, the What Jails Like crew comes up with good supervillains for the Carle Foundation.
Are we talking about villains that the Carle Foundation will fight?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at me, I'm the Mighty Termite Man! Think about a foundation.
Hello, I am the crazy dyslexic guy. I have ruined your name forever, Carle Foundation. Good luck having people spell you for eternity!
It is I, the anti-Band-Aid. I am going to go through Champaign and Urbana and cancel out all Band-Aids everywhere. And there's not a thing you can do about it, Carle Foundation.
And tangent six.
Tangent seven.
So, the CPR...
We're on a tangent here, man.
We're on a tangent here. Tangent seven, the Witch Jails Lake crew comes up with the catchphrases that the Carle Foundation utters in every issue of its comic book series.
I don't even care anymore.
I'm still smirking. That's not the catchphrase. That's not the catchphrase.
I'll give you a dose of medication. A medication called justice.
I don't even know how I'm going to try to follow that one. No. Gosh-a-rooty! That's it.
And tangent seven. Tangent number eight. What Jails Like crew comes up with titles for the episode where the Carle Foundation crosses over with Claytor, Defender of the Universe.
The title of the episode? The issue?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this would have to be an episode of Claytor.
Okay.
It'd be called Shaking the Foundation.
That's good. Mine's called Hospitals.
Okay. Nice. How am I going to follow that?
Follow that, Mark.
When titans clash with friends like these.
Nice. And then dot, 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 of course.
Dot, 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 yes.
Yeah, Mark and Eric read comic books. I don't. If I wrote a comic book, my tagline would be Hospitals.
And tangent eight.
Okay, continue with your...
Tangent nine. The Carle Foundation Hospital and Urbana Fire Rescue hold a community CPR class on the second something and third something Tuesday of every month. So what they're doing over here... the next class is March 14th. And I assume they're giving the entire community CPR. So you should go to that if you're
choking.
Be aware, because if somebody comes into your house and starts giving you chest compressions, you might be a little irked if you're not aware of the class on the 14th.
And if somebody does come into your house and start giving you chest compressions and it's not the second or third Tuesday of every month, they're not doing it to give you CPR. They're doing it because they're a strange, dirty, and perverted human being. So resist.
Or they love you. I'm also reading this as it's a possibility that the entire community will be giving you CPR at once. Which,
wow.
Yeah, that'd be amazing, I think. Classes are open to anyone interested in learning how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation. Participants will be taught adult, child, and infant CPR techniques. Which, you know, I think they should just teach you adult techniques, because if they teach you an infant technique... infants don't know CPR.
If you keep coddling the infants, like, early on, they're never going to really develop those crucial skills for themselves, you know?
Like, so, I have tiny, not very articulate arms. I can't press very well.
Right. They're going to keep using that as an excuse for every time they choke, yeah. Like up until their teen years. And so you really got to take an active hand in the development, not just, crush them along.
It's a ridiculous, ridiculous idea. As well as the Heimlich procedure, and will be recognized for their participation in the course. There is a nominal charge to attend. Classes for healthcare providers will be held on the second Wednesday of each month. There is also a fee for this class. The next healthcare provider CPR class is April 12th. They have a lot of dates. This is a very confusing public service announcement, even if I didn't have a stuttering problem and if we didn't have tangents involved. CPR is taught at 6 p.m. at the Urbana Fire Department, 400 South of I in Urbana. That's right by my house if you want a clue on how to get a hold of us this week.
Ooh, Renaud.
Classes are limited in size and registration is required. To register and for further information, call the Urbana Fire Rescue Services Department at 217-384-2420.
End your tangent.
End tangent.
Nine.
Okay, tangent number 10. What Jill's like crew guesses exactly what a nominal charge is.
Nominal. 52 cents.
I'm going to go with something like... $4 even.
I'm going to guess 3 oranges, but one of them has to have a sparrow buried halfway into it.
You're a weird guy, Mark.
I don't know, man. I think 52 cents is likely, too. Yeah. And tangent 10. The city of Urbana has announced a public hearing schedule for its proposed consolidated plan and its annual action plan. The consolidated plan is the city's 5-year plan for federally funded local programs. The central goal of the consolidated plan is to provide decent housing and a suitable living environment. And presumably that includes somewhere in the plan is how we get rid of uncles everywhere. And to expand economic opportunities principally for low-income and moderate-income persons. It just says principally for low income and moderate income persons. So there is a section of the consolidated plans which deals with getting some fat cash to rich people. The annual action plan includes the community development block grant budget. I think we should be granting blocks left and right. Let's grant some Lincoln logs while we're at it. Budget for Urbana and coordination of home program housing funds for Urbana, Champaign, Rantoul, and Champaign County. So what you can do, what they're talking about here is this public hearing schedule. So if you want to go in there and advocate that, like, say, Urbana receive no housing funds, you can do that. If you get enough suckers together, that's the way democracy works. You get enough suckers together, you demand it. Rantoul gets no houses. So I'm not saying that you should. I'm not saying that you shouldn't. But if that's something you're interested in, that's how you do it. The draft plans are available for public review and written comment. Can you write actually on the draft plans? I don't know if that's good. At the Urbana Free Library, 201 South Ray Street, and at the Urbana City Clerk's Office, 400 South Vine Street.
Mm.
Right there.
Same place.
In Urbana.
Somebody's lying here. Somebody's misrepresenting.
There's a standoff going at 400 South Vine.
No, it's the clerk's office! No, it's the fire department! Clerk's office! Fire department!
Hey, we gotta check this place out.
You got clerk's office in my fire department. You got fire department in my clerk's office.
For additional information on Urbana's proposed 5-year consolidated plan and annual home plan, call the City of Urbana Grants Management Division at 328-2447. There's no fee mentioned anywhere.
Announcer's note, Pervs is pronounced Purvis. That's what it says. The Champaign County Audubon Society hosts free Sunday morning bird walks through Busey Woods. Local observers share their knowledge of the changing populations of birds throughout the spring. We take you now to this Sunday morning's bird walk. Hey, there's a lot less birds around than there were last Sunday, because it's cold.
That's a seasonal change. The birds don't like the cold, so they leave.
But there's a lot less of them.
Yeah.
Is anyone listening to us? Are we sharing our knowledge?
Does anybody have a 4D that I can
drink? Does it have anything to do with pervs?
Let's eat sand.
Cut back. Audubon Society bird walks begin at 7:30 a.m. at Anita Pervs, pronounced Purvis, Nature Center parking lot, 1505 North Broadway Avenue, Urbana. every Sunday through May. It's in bold. For more information, call Beth at 344-6803. If you get Beth's answering machine, please leave this message. Beth, I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the boys have been playing. We just can't find the sound. Beth, I know you're lonely, and I hope you'll be all right, because me and the boys will be playing all night.
Yeah.
Love, kiss.
Count and be counted! With U.S. Census forms presently being distributed, the Illinois Department of Revenue reminds local communities of the importance of having all their residents counted in the federal census.
It actually says that right out there. It says, please lean back from the microphone and scream the title. The stage directions.
Last year, local governments received $85 in state revenue distributions for each resident in the community. Over the course of the next decade, each person living in your community who is not counted in the census can be expected to cost your local government $1,000 in revenue distributions from the Illinois Department of Revenue.
So if you got some residents stashed in your basement, get them out, man.
They're going to cost all of us $1,000.
If you got any residents' albums, just kind of like stack them out on the front porch, see if they buy it.
It's like, how many are in your house? 16. What? Don't ask, dude. There's 16 of us.
Full-time students count towards the community where they live to attend school.
Can I also suggest getting a really thick mustache and like some glasses, you know, and like coming out being counted. What? Oh, let me go get my roommate. Okay, hang on. Go and put the fake mustache and the glasses on. Hello. Hi, I'm the other resident. And then you could do a variation where you're just wearing the glasses. Get up to like 4 residents that way.
The census is very important to you and your community. An accurate count means more money to provide services locally and to hold down local taxes from residents. Let me tell you this. Do your part to be counted.
I'm wondering if this whole community CPR thing is tied into the census, actually. Like, the community is going to show up at everybody's house and, like, pump them in. Like, okay, have we counted this guy? And, you know, give him, like, plenty of time.
They could really
maybe crush you if you refuse to be counted.
I don't want anyone counting me. I don't want anyone to count me.
I don't count on you.
Yeah.
I would like to be the count from Sesame Street.
Tangent number 10.
11.
Oh, man. I didn't like 10. But tangent number 11, the What Jail Is Like crew, say their favorite ways that they are counted.
Our favorite ways to be counted?
Your favorite ways that you've ever been counted.
Okay. I was discounted once because I was out of season.
I was counted as one of the very few people to be naked and covered in chocolate sauce in Rose McGowan's bedroom.
Me too. But that's not my favorite one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's my favorite one. She's dirty.
I was counted as one of those guys that were down at the local bar. I just really wanted to hear what you guys had to say about that.
Shush up now and tangent 11.
I've never been counted.
All right.
Okay, let's end PSAs right here. Let me just remind you real quick that the Early American Museum next week got it going on. They got a kite flying workshop. It's in Mahomet, north of nowhere. And
north of Mahomet in absolutely nowhere.
That's on Saturday. If you want more info, please do, by all means, call, because I want to help you out, and I want to help the Early American Museum out. So they'll keep sending us delectable PSAs. Let me say that WEFT is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is what we're doing, publicly broadcasting.
Hey,
can you do that in public?
Well, we're going to find out. And, yeah. So, what we got coming up next is a truncated version of a regular feature, but it's going to be pretty good. It's just going to be truncated, shall we say. What we got coming up next is the Radio Herald.
Yes, it will be truncated. Truncated like a Vietnam veteran's leg.
Like a hostage in a trunk of your car.
Yes. Basically, what we need for you to do is call us up right now and give us a word. Just a word. A plain English language word. Just a word. Nothing funny, nothing. Just a word. Call us up and give us a word. And what we're going to do is base probably at this point about 7.5 minutes of continuous improv, which will have a plot, a linear plot, and we'll have introduction, conflict, resolution, and denouement. So get on the phones, 359-9338.